Namaste and a warm hello to everyone. Dear children, today I'm going to tell you all about the third avatar of Lord Vishnu, the boar form or the Varaha avatar. So, the title of this story is The Varaha Avatar and the Killing of Hiranyaksha. So children, before I start with the narration of the story, let's offer a small prayer to Lord Vishnu. Please close your eyes and fold your hands and repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tvameva Mata Cha Pita Tvameva Tvameva Bandhuscha Sakha Tvameva Tvameva Vidya Dravinam Tvameva Tvameva Sarvam Mam Dev Dev. Now children, slowly open your eyes. Hope you are feeling fresh. So, now let's start with the story. Okay children, first question time. So the question for today is, can you tell me the title of the story for today? Think about it. Absolutely right. The title of the story is The Varaha Avatar and the Killing of Hiranyaksha. Lord Vishnu lived in a place called Vaikunth. He had two gatekeepers to protect Vaikunth. Their names were Jaya and Vijay. Both of them were brothers and they were true devotees of Lord Vishnu. Many people, including devtas and sages, used to come to meet Lord Vishnu to ask for his help and his advice. It was the duty of Jay and Vijay to allow every person. Both of them knew that Lord Vishnu's time was precious, so they would allow people inside only after giving a lot of thought. One day, four sages came to meet Lord Vishnu. Jay and Vijay were on guard and they asked the sages for the purpose of their visit. But the sages kept on saying that they wanted to meet Lord Vishnu, but they did not mention anything about the purpose. Jay and Vijay denied entry to them and told them that Lord Vishnu was very tired and he was resting. They said, "Maybe you can come some other time." They had said all this to the four sages very politely. Always remember children, you should talk to people around you with politeness. But the four sages became extremely angry and started talking angrily. They said, "Both of you do not know who we are. We'll curse both of you. You both are very proud of being at the service of Lord Vishnu. We are his true devotees and you are stopping us from meeting our Lord." By now, Jay and Vijay had realized that the sages were actually sons of Lord Brahma. They felt very scared and knelt before them. They apologized for their behavior. But the sages angrily interrupted them and said, "You'll both be born on earth as ordinary humans and will never ever be able to get back to Vaikunth." Meanwhile, Lord Vishnu heard some noises and he came out of his palace. Jay and Vijay looked at him and opened their mouth to say something, but Lord Vishnu silenced them by the gesture of his hand. The sages bowed to Lord Vishnu and complained about the gatekeepers angrily. "Children, are you paying attention? Are you sure? Can you answer this question? Who cursed Jay and Vijay? Think, children." Correct. They were cursed by four sons of Lord Brahma. Okay. Coming back to the story, Lord Vishnu tried to reason with the sages and tried to tell them that Jay and Vijay were only fulfilling their duty and they were not to be blamed. He requested the sages to take back the curse, but the sages did not forgive them and refused to take the curse back. Once the sages had left, both Jay and Vijay fell on Lord Vishnu's feet and requested him to have some mercy on them. Lord Vishnu felt pity for them and said, "I cannot take back the curse, but I can give you two options. Number one, you can take 7 births on the earth as my devotees, or you can take 3 births as my enemies." Jay and Vijay had tears in their eyes. They were feeling sad at the thought of separation from their Lord. But they humbly accepted the condition of being born 3 times as Lord Vishnu's enemies so that they could come back to Vaikunth faster. Lord Vishnu then smiled and promised them that he would take avatar on the earth and would kill them. This way, they would be able to return back into his service in Vaikunth faster. After some time, as per the curse, Jay and Vijay were born as Hiranyaksh and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyaksh was very powerful and very cruel at the same time. He caused lot of violence on earth and he killed many innocent people and sages. In order to become the most powerful, he prayed to Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma then appeared and told him to ask for a boon. Hiranyaksh said, "My Lord, kindly grant me the boon that no human, god, or animal should be able to defeat me ever." He took the name of all the animals but forgot to mention about the wild boar. Dear children, boar is a wild animal which looks like a pig but has very long and sharp tusks on its face. Hiranyaksh now became even more cruel, and in order to trouble human beings and devtas, he took Mother Earth and hid her deep below the ocean. Since people were now not able to worship devtas on earth, Devtas became weak and they gathered and prayed to Lord Vishnu for help. A tiny boar emerged from the nostril of Lord Brahma. The boar grew bigger and bigger like a mountain. Emitting a terrifying roar, the boar dived to the bottom of the ocean and lifted Mother Earth on its tusk. Hiranyaksha saw the boar and was told by Varun, the Lord of Ocean, that this was Lord Vishnu who was going to save Mother Earth. Hiranyaksha, hearing this, became very angry and he entered the ocean and challenged the boar to have a battle with him, thinking that the boar would not be able to defeat him due to the boon given by Lord Brahma. The boar, however, paid no attention to Hiranyaksha and continued rising to the surface. Lord Vishnu brought the earth to the surface of the ocean and placed it gently on its axis. He then blessed Mother Earth and turned around to have a fight with Hiranyaksha. A fierce battle was fought between the two. Ultimately, the boar hit Hiranyaksha hard and tossed him in the air. Hiranyaksha fell over his head and died on the spot. In this way, you see, dear children, Lord Vishnu in the form of a boar killed cruel Hiranyaksha and saved Mother Earth and Devtas from harm. Moral of this story, therefore, is we should be willing to work hard to rescue the good and to make sure that goodness always wins over evil. Dear children, bye for today and do listen to the next episode of Story Nama for another interesting story. Bye for today. Phir milenge.